Here some years ago, I was standing up here in New York with a Brother Berg. We passed by a building, and there was a mammoth big building. Oh, it was beautiful. And the architect had taken so much pains with how he had built it and its class. And when we got to the building, the surprise, it was just almost completely finished, but it had been left sitting there. No one was occupying it. And I said, "What's the matter?" to this man that I was with. I said, "What's wrong?" He said, "That building only served for one purpose." Said the contractor was so interested in what he put in the building that he forgot to go deep enough to put it on the right foundation. So it was condemned. And most any time that building will rock down. No one will rent it. Nobody wants it. No matter how pretty it is, it wasn't placed on the right foundation. Where, sister, may I say this in respects of Jesus Christ? I don't care how good you go to church, how well you dress, what good neighbor you are, unless you took time to dig down to that foundation of Jesus Christ and lay your hopes in that solid rock cutter. Your beautiful church buildings, your robe choirs, what more, which is fine, but it'll rock down some of these days. God will condemn it because it's not laid upon the rock, Christ Jesus. He is the only foundation. Mexico City. Well, we had a great meeting where the little baby was brought back to life. And there in that great place where we were having the meeting, one of the brothers taking me the next day out to look the city over, which Mexico City is a beautiful place. But what did I find when I got out there? Looking down over the city, some of the most modern architecture I'd ever seen. Oh, they went all together out. But what it was, they never dug down to find the right foundation. A great percent of Mexico City is either pitched forward, the buildings are backward or sideways. They never went to the rock. No matter how pretty the building looked, it wasn't built solid on the rock. And when you're starting out for God, don't lay down on some false foundation. Don't lay down on emotions. Don't lay down on some creed. But lay your life in the hands of that eternal foundation, Jesus Christ. That chief cornerstone. Then build from then on. No matter how fast or how slow, you've got the right foundation. Lay upon Him, for He is the only foundation that has security. But you are secured in Jesus Christ. As long as you're in Him, you're safe from the storm. He is the only foundation.